Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Broadcasting from the WEEI studios. Powered by Verizon. 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1. Lawrence, Boston. An Odyssey Sports Station.
It's Fenway, right? And hopefully this gets us going. But, you know, to say that we needed this one, you know, it's an understatement. You know, I think a lot of close games and they go the other way. And I'm tired of telling Ramon in the eighth when, like, here we go again. It's the same game. It's the same script, right? So hopefully we can change it now.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Welcome to WEEI Afternoons in our beautiful Brighton studios, powered by Verizon. Also today, powered by Dan Ball. Step it up.
Hello.
No Fitzy, no problem. We got Dan Ball. Ted Johnson will be here at 3. So we can reconvene our debate about Alex Cora and the Boston Red Sox, who are off today in New York.
Mercifully so, yeah.
But they had a fun, happy flight down to New York. They get an off day. I'm assuming it's sunny and beautiful there, like it's sunny and beautiful here. Quick timeout. I actually thought my truck was broken when it said, like, 96 or something when I was driving in. It's literally mid-90s out there.
Telling Dan I'm going to have to bring up the ACs this week.
I couldn't believe you didn't already with this on the calendar
today.
Crazy. Yeah.
And I think going to be here again tomorrow. Going to stay warm. And then the weekend takes a little nosedive, as it is wont to do, as it's rained 17 straight Saturdays or whatever the hell the number is that I see from my weathermen on Twitter. But you heard it there from Alex Cora, who one day earlier was lamenting his life, his career choices, his team, his ability to fix his team. We're not getting better. And then the part I thought was interesting, we're not getting better was one thing. Then they're not getting better.
Right.
I liked sort of the differentiation, like they are a they. Like I can't field for you. I can't run for you. I can't hit 0-2 for you or pitch 0-2 for you.
Well, he also mixed in, it's got to be on the manager, right?
Yes.
But that also felt a bit more like, well, everybody else is blaming me, so I might as well blame myself.
That famous Tom Brady Saturday Night Live skit, everyone sucks but me. Sometimes I think Cora might feel that way. Now, a lot of outsiders probably feel like everybody but Cora gets blamed.
Right.
That there's a little bit of he's always the guy that somehow
skates. Why is he the golden child? Yeah.
But not on the midday show, because I listened to them banging out 60 seconds of why you should fire Alex Cora. And I love Alex Cora. We talk to him every week. Great guy. Does a great job with his role that Ted believes is to be the Roger Goodell shield of the organization and take the tough questions, have the tough answers. And I think there's some truth to that.
Yeah.
Because I'll tell you who isn't very good at that. The guy who joined the morning show this morning, Craig Breslow, I thought struggled a little bit in his answers to the tough questions with Greg and company and Wiggy. Wiggy going at him right out the gates. I think the first non-Greg question was Wiggy basically, so, you sporting Cora or you firing him? My words, not his, but that was the gist of the question.
Yeah, right to the point.
And the answer to that and others were interesting from Craig Breslow. So, And I don't think Sam Kennedy's been great at it through some of the trials and tribulations in recent years. And Cora is. He generally does it in a way. We talked about it the other day. He bounds in there with energy and smiles and
scared the
hands.
Bejesus out of me on Tuesday, bounding in
it
that
was weird.
Quickly. Yeah.
But he does a good job in that role. It's the other stuff that people are questioning right now. Because you look on paper and you say the Boston Red Sox are better on paper. Even with the injuries, what you've had for the 2+ months that you've been playing, an ace in Garrett Crochet, better. A closer in Aroldis Chapman, better. Whether he can pitch 2 innings or not, I don't care. He's throwing gas and he's getting the job done the bulk of the time. Even better with Bregman, and he was in the lineup for the bulk of where you are this first third of the season. And yet, as my, that's what Father Mike Schmidt says on my Bible podcast, and yet, when he's talking about
God.
Are
you still keeping up with that?
I'm still doing it intermittently.
Ah.
Yeah.
When you feel it being needed?
Probably not as consistent as the big man upstairs would like. And I'm not talking about Mike Thomas. I'm talking about God looking down on me. He's like, yeah, you kind of skipped a week. I did.
Same idea.
But and yet, you're a worse baseball team. Yeah. And I think it's very easy to say, then the manager must not be doing his job. He's got more talent. The young players, for the most part, are older. Now, you have Campbell and Meyer in the mix that are young, that are rookies. But you have a little more experience with Rafaela, a little more experience with Duran. Had more experience with Casas until he went down. Abreu has a little bit more experience. So if they're not winning, I think it's very easy, very simplistic to say the coaching stinks. Is that fair?
I think it is fair because of the manner in which they're losing. We were just talking a moment before we went on air about the one-run losses. They're up to 7-17, I think, with their – or no, they won by 2, so it's still 6-17.
Yeah, that kind of screwed them. Although it evens it out because they lost that game on a grand slam in extra innings. So I think those two, because that's really a one-run loss.
Yeah.
And this is really a one-run win, even though multiple runs score.
So that's why I think the people that are calling for changes are justified, because you can easily say that a decision to let Greg Weissert pitch a second inning in Detroit, or the decisions to pull starters at certain points, have led directly or indirectly to one-run losses that you could have reversed if Alex Cora or Ramon Vasquez were making different decisions. So unfortunately, because of the fact that they're losing these tight games, and a lot of them are also because of stupid mistakes, bad steals, errors, these things that you're supposed to coach out of a group, it's not like your offense is just going cold. That's a reason, but it's not the only reason. So I think the people that are the kind of growing mob that you're seeing outside Fenway Park. Did you see the actual dumpster fire outside Fenway a couple nights ago? There was a legitimate after game 2. I think it was after the 4-3 extra inning game. There was a legitimate down Lansdowne dumpster on fire outside Fenway Park.
And was Alex Cora sitting in the center saying it's fine?
We got a good trash can.
It's fine. We're a good trash can. Yeah, this fire will go out. And once this fire goes out, this trash will be just fine in here.
Yeah. So what do you make of it? Are people justified in being upset?
You absolutely have to question the manager when you look at the talent, when you look at the aging or the maturation, and you look at the issues they've had for multiple years under his tenure. That being said, I tend to side more with what Will Fleming told us at Fenway Park the other day. Guys don't learn how to win baseball games. Guys don't learn enough baseball getting fast-tracked through the minors to the major leagues. Christian Campbell is a young, inexperienced player who is making mistakes. I also think they screwed him, and he's been drowning in player movement, prep for first, but play second, move in the order.
Right, play center, play left.
I think people are talking about sending him down. I would do the opposite.
Really?
If I were the manager of this baseball team, I would sit him down, and I would say, you're going to play second base, and you're going to bat ninth. And you're doing that for the next month. Just an FYI. If you make 100 errors, you'll be at second base. If you strike out 100 times, you'll be ninth in the order. If you hit 15 home runs and play the best defense of your life, you're still going to be at second base, batting ninth. Like, I think that's what he needs, is like just a calm, I don't have to think about anything. I show up, I know when I'm hitting, I know what position I'm playing, I know where to take ground balls. I would do with him.
I think you're right, but I also think this organization isn't capable of that kind of consistency. I mean, he has not been playing. He's been playing two out of every 3 games. They love David Hamilton, and they're justified in doing so.
I told you were going to need David Hamilton to win games.
Yeah, but now I think he's actively keeping you from the consistency that you need from Christian Campbell, which is why I think if you could get him a cup. So your deadline, you have to keep him down 15 days if you send him down, unless there's an injury on your roster.
Right.
I think 15 straight days hitting wherever you hit him, second, or hit him wherever you're going to hit him at the in the big leagues. If you're going to have him sixth or seventh, put him there in AAA and let him play second base and just give the kid a reset. It's not like you're, it's not like he's the determinant between you winning and losing games at the big league level right now.
Well, he sometimes is the determinant of you losing games.
All the more, all yes. the more reason to get him the hell out of here.
I just
for a
don't think
weeks.
It's his fault, and I think they've screwed him to
oh,
some degree.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
And it's what we always talk about. It's the lack of consistency, the miscommunication. First of all, he didn't win the job. He got the job because he signed a contract. I firmly believe that. It was a bag job to start the year because he did not win the job in spring training.
Right.
Then he signs the contract. Is the major league second baseman, gets off to a great start, and you're like, wow, this fell into place, and then they jerked him around, and it led to mistakes and problems. But if we're going to talk about Alex Cora, coaching isn't just the manager. Leadership isn't just the manager, and one of the things we've dabbled in, and we had a call yesterday, oh, you guys never rip Fatsy, you only talk Cora and Bailey. I don't think that's true. I think we've talked about all of them. I know it's true. We've done polls.
You guys had mentioned Fatsy within the hour when that call came.
Yeah.
By the way, you had mentioned it earlier in the 5 o'clock hour.
They have ears, and they hear, but they don't listen.
Right.
It's very important, and I am guilty of it sometimes. But you put some numbers in. So if we're going to talk about basically the offensive and defensive coordinator, if this were football, right? Happens in football all the time, right? The team struggles. You don't fire the head coach. You change play callers. You fire the coordinator. You promote the quarterback's coach. He's now whatever. So could that be a consideration for the Boston Red Sox? So starter ERA, 4.42, 24th in baseball.
Not good.
You like that?
No.
And that's with Garrett Crochet. It was just if you took Garrett Crochet, I'm guessing you dropped down significantly from
it's
there.
It's probably Rockies, White Sox, Red Sox if
right.
you take Crochet out of it. Yeah.
Bullpen ERA, 3.44, 10th. 2.92, sixth since May 1st in second most innings, which is really impressive.
Yeah, how wild
and they're
is
losing
that?
Guys.
Right.
You lose Slayton to basically being overused, overuse.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I watched Weissert walk off the mound punching himself in the head, which I'm not sure that's it didn't work for Mac Jones, Weissert. I'm not sure it's going to work for you. We appreciate that you're invested in the actions and
yeah.
you're disappointed in yourself, but not sure punching yourself in the head on the mound is a great idea.
They're also all high leverage games. These one-run games, that's entirely what the bullpen is inheriting.
Right. And for a reliever, you know, we rave about, oh, you get 8 innings after the starter stinks, you know. But those are all important innings because you can't let it get worse. If you're going to give your team any chance to win those games when a starter goes 1 inning, 1 2/3, 3 innings, whatever it may be, which happens all the time for them, 16 times in the last month, according to Will Fleming.
Yikes. Stat guy.
So those are good stats.
Those
are good stats.
Yeah.
They're none of these dorky stats. And we'll get into that later because the Patriots hired a new analytics guy.
Oh, you pointed at me. I thought they were my dorky stats we were picking
apart.
Well,
you like your dorky stats.
Well, yeah. They add to the conversation.
Some do, some don't.
Okay.
And I think that parsing is the most important part of that. But these are good old-fashioned ERA stats. So if you're looking at Andrew Bailey and his job, 24th for starters, 10th for relievers. Okay.
Sure.
Right? So
he was a reliever. Maybe that's why.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. Or maybe because he's got Chapman and a couple guys that are pretty good, although they have had their ups and downs. Other than Chapman, where you have one blown save. The rest, you know, Whitlock had his ups and downs for a little bit there. Then you look at batting average. 254. Tied for 6th.
Huh. Good.
6th in all of baseball.
Much better than their record.
OBP. 325. Tied for 8th. Eight, so still top 10.
Still top
10. We were praising 10th in bullpen ERA as like, good, these are both higher than that. Slugging percentage, 416, fifth. So maybe it's not the offense, but this is where I would push back. I think those are Jason Tatum-like numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that is people are like, what, really good? No, Tatum's numbers are not consistent, especially in the postseason. You've heard me bitch and bitch and bitch here on WEEI Afternoons. You watch a playoff game and it's like, Tatum finishes with 29. After he went 0 for 12 to start the game shooting and was part of why they got off to a slow start and then has a big third. Like, not all numbers are made the same, and I would prefer that you had, if you're going to get to 30 points, give me 7 in each quarter, basically. Like, be a consistent positive force for your team. Don't go 0 for your first 10.
Right.
And then have to go on a flurious, you know, brigade, whatever that is, barrage.
Yeah.
Barrage is better.
Yeah.
In the fourth quarter. So, are those numbers mirages? Are those false numbers? Are those paper champion numbers?
Well, yeah, they are. I mean, it calls to mind a number that Tom Caron put out. This was on May 26th.
Did they take it down later because they didn't like this number?
Yeah, how about that, by the way?
I don't care for that.
The only way to make it
worse. Don't pretend you have no idea.
No.
Don't pretend you. I've worked in that world when I was on Patriots.com. Football people know what's on Patriots.com. They know what's on All Access. They know what's being said on the radios and the podcasts. So if it was taken down, you were at least included like Jordan on the email circulation of taking that down. So I didn't care for him pretending he knows nothing about that.
No, I agree. And the only thing that exacerbated the issue more was the fact that you pulled it down. And if you're going to post it, you got to sit in that.
And just post it, because in this day and age, there's going to be video. We saw it yesterday. There was three or four different angles and videos on various social medias, people I'd never heard of before, posting it. So it's going to be out there. So you can't cover it up and pretend it didn't happen like it's 1947 and the local writers are going to be quiet and not put it in the morning paper. It's out there.
And is it really going to be that much worse of a PR hit than what your entire season has been? If anything, you had a part of the fan base that was saying, well, finally they're showing
some fight. Also, there was no fight.
No.
There wasn't. Nothing happened. It was kind of boring. There was a little bit of jawing.
Couple F-bombs.
Right? It was like Hart versus Arcand about Swayman's contract, and then you move on. I bet you nobody called somebody stupid and told nobody to shut up in that fight.
Nobody got called a child?
Right.
That's too bad. Did you see he took another ricochet shot at you yesterday?
I did notice that. He's been taking a few shots lately. We heard one leaving the ballpark the other day, too, when he was interviewing Will Fleming. There's a number of shots been coming from Arcand, but he's my guy.
Yeah, said that Sadon home run shorter than Andy Hart.
Well, I also took a self-deprecating one. I said I was built for short shows like yesterday's.
I
literally built
that.
For it. So, but getting back to Fatsy, the job he's doing.
Let me give you
he as good as those numbers?
Let me give you Tom Karen's number, and that'll be my answer. Because at the time, the Red Sox had scored 267 runs, third most in the American League. Again, that's great.
Yeah.
That's easily top 10 in baseball.
What if you take out the big games?
Well, there it is. 139 of those runs had come in 13 games. That's 10.7 runs per game, 12-1 in those. The other games, 3.1 runs per game, 15-27 record. They're inflated. The game, the 18-19 to 5 game against the Orioles, the one that Stiz and I were at Bragg on Sunday Night Baseball against the Cardinals where they scored 18.
Yep.
They have a couple of those, and everything else is you're scratching and clawing for a 3-2 win or a 4-3 loss.
And I feel like a lot of their numbers are like that. They've had discrepancies where sometimes they hit better in the first three innings compared to the next three and the next three. It kind of fades off. And there's a lot of, and this is where you need to, you know, not just read the numbers, because the numbers can be misleading. Now, it can go the same way for the pitching in a way. If you take out some of the most hellacious performances by their starters, Tanner Houck, Giolito, Richard Fitz, I'm sure it would improve those numbers as
probably,
well. So, like, you can't cherry pick. I get that. You got to take the totality of the numbers, but I also think you have to put them in perspective. And I just think that's where we are. Where people, and I give Craig Breslow credit, the one thing I thought he did well on the Greg Hill show this morning was he said, you know, it was great to get a win. We needed that win, but that doesn't, you know, bury all the issues in that game or that we've dealt with over the course of the season. And the one thing, you know, I've been optimistic Andy along the way here. For a while, it was like, yeah, but you're only two games behind the Yankees. You're only two games, but I can't say that anymore.
Man, I miss those days.
They're far away.
I didn't realize how much I should have appreciated those days.
Well, my latest one is you're only a third of the way through the season. So if the Cincinnati Bengals start 2-4, that's essentially what you are right now. And I don't even know what they actually started. But let's just say the Cincinnati Bengals start 2-4, a team that thinks it's good. Well, you still have two-thirds of a season left.
Right.
And no one gives up on the Bengals and Joe Burrow and that team when they start slowly like that every year, when they lose to a terrible football team like the Patriots. So it's been 2 months, two-plus months, so we get caught up in the magnitude of your underachievement. Oh, you're not a... You could go on a run tomorrow, and they've had hot Junes before.
It happened last year, and it happened against the Yankees last year. They were...
So you're saying there's a chance.
Yeah, and it could snow tomorrow.
I don't think it's going to. It's 96 degrees out. Not unless Heat Miser and his brother start fighting in a weird way.
Anything's possible, I guess.
They took 2 out of 3 against Philly and the Yankees in back-to-back series from June 11th through the 16th to get them 2 games over .500, and then they got all the way up to 53-43 by the All-Star break last year. This is almost, save for a couple more one-run losses, exactly the same maddening path that they took last year.
So they'll do that. They'll go on a June run. Then Bregman comes back. All's right in the world. Crochet keeps rolling. You win the Cy Young. See, we put some lipstick on this pig. A little perfume, too. It's ready for a date tonight.
I feel no better.
617-779-7937. Join the conversation. We started off Boston Red Sox, Alex Cora and company enjoying the off day in New York because they left Boston with a win, a much-needed win, at what seemed to be a breaking point for the manager and his team. So we'll see if they can keep the momentum going. because we played this game before. They had momentum coming back from Atlanta, and boy, did the bottom fall out of that thanks to Richard Fitz and company with historically bad pitching. But up next, we're going to talk about the Boston Bruins. I know a man, a very large former Patriots linebacker, will arrive in about 40 minutes, and he'll be excited because he can finally stop bitching about the fact that the Bruins don't have a coach. Marco Sturm is here. It was a Sturm message to Bruins fans. They have a future, and it's bright because they just keep hiring ex-players. A little talk of Marco Sturm and the Bruins up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball, what's trending?
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Andy, it's your favorite. It's brought to you by Bosch. The more you Bosch, the more you feel like a Bosch.
Meow.
Thank you. The Bruins have named Marco Sturm the 30th head coach in franchise history. Sturm spent the last three seasons as head coach of the Ontario Reign, the Kings AHL affiliate, posting an overall record of 119-80-17. Sturm played 15 seasons in the NHL from 1997 to 2012, including five seasons with the Bruins from 2005 to 2010, after he was acquired from San Jose as part of the Joe Thornton trade. Last night in the NHL, meanwhile, the Oilers beat the Panthers 4-3 in overtime to win Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Finals. Leon Draisaitl scored the game winner in overtime. Game 2 is tomorrow night. Game 1 of the NBA Finals, meanwhile, between the Pacers and Thunder is set for tonight in OKC. Tip-off is at 8:30. The Thunder are -750 betting favorites to win the series per ESPN. The Red Sox won in walk-off fashion yesterday afternoon against the Angels to salvage the final game of the series. The final was 11-9. Sadon Rafaela hit the game-winning two-run home run. Day off for the Red Sox today. They open up a three-game series against the Yankees in the Bronx tomorrow night. First pitch of Game 1 is at 7:05, and Walker Buehler is scheduled to start. And the Patriots return to the field for their final day of OTAs today. They'll be on the field for mandatory minicamp next week on June 9th, 10th, and 11th. With the Bosch 18-volt Glide miter saw, you'll feel like the smoothest cat on this side of Smoothville. Meow. And when you make cuts this smooth, the more you Bosch, the more you feel like a Bosch. I'm Dan Ball. This is trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up right after this.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
Double another good hit for his hammer look off the puck. Turns and fires, save place, rebound, score! Holds, score! Marco Sturm! 5-4 Boston!
Marco Sturm is not just about speed. Twice he knocks Roman Hamelin, a much bigger player, off the puck. Not once, twice. And the second one is going to lead to the go-ahead goal.
Riders on the Sturm. Riders on the Sturm. Let your children play. If you give this man a ride, sweet family will die. Killer on the road.
I don't know if there are, what do you get for radio, not Emmys?
Marconis?
Do they give Marconis for edited rejoins? Because if so,
this
nailed
it.
Nailed it. I mean, just mail the trophy now. Send it to Stiz now. I mean, that was tremendous. And yeah, feel free if you want to send the text line 617-779-7937. If you like a little play on words, and the former Patriots Football Weekly headline writer in me loves to play with words, send those in now. Sturm warning, Sturm brewing. Perfect Sturm. Let's start with Perfect Sturm, because I actually think that's why he's the head coach of the Bruins. I think it's a perfect Sturm.
Really?
He played for the Bruins.
Okay.
He was willing to take the job,
which
comes with certain ties to listening to Sweeney and Neely as they tell you basically what the hell you're going to do as the head coach of the Boston Bruins. He probably took whatever they were willing to pay him. Craig Breslow, we've made the discussion point about Craig Breslow, and the Red Sox got turned down a lot before they hired Craig Breslow. That doesn't mean it's not going to work. I mean, I think sometimes the last-ditch candidate works. We'll see with Craig Breslow.
It's going so great with the Red Sox right now.
How about the Patriots when they interviewed 13 offensive coordinators and hired the 14th, I believe, or 12 and then hired the 13th? Something like a baker's dozen, a dozen there. We're not going to quibble over one. How'd that work out with Alex Van Pelt?
Went great. I mean, Drake May seemed to be happy with his experience, but the rest of the offense was abysmal.
Okay.
Bad talent, but
so are those signs that this style of hire, which led to one that Bruins fans aren't exactly jazzed up about. I'm not saying they hate it. Doesn't seem like anybody hates it or loves it. Everybody's like, they got a coach now.
Well, I feel like Bruins fans feel bad for hating it because you're hating a former player coming back to Boston. And that just, as a foundational element, there's a little bit of rah-rah about it. I think this is, of the candidates we talked about a day or two ago, this is the one that gives you the best short-term PR bump. Because you could say Marco's coming home. Which one? What do we got?
Sturm donor. That's a good one that I didn't even go down that whole line of thinking.
We got a clubhouse leader.
Yeah, well done, 603. Well, I don't know if we can say that other one. That's getting a little graphic with that line of thinking. But Dan Ball, you're the hockey guy. You're the puckhead here on WEEI Afternoons. And Bruins fans, you can join the conversation. 617-779-7937. How do we feel, about Marco Sturm being the head coach of the Bruins, or at least just having a head coach as you get to day 50 or whatever the hell it was without one 7 weeks into being a rudderless ship? How do we feel like the trade went? Because we often do this with trades, so let's do it now. You traded Jim Montgomery for Marco Sturm.
You downgraded, like was the case in the original Marco Sturm trade, so you might as well complete that circle and downgrade again.
I don't care for your tone, so you don't like this hire.
No. Here, I'll start.
If you don't like it.
I'll do what any good therapist does. I'll start positive.
They have a coach.
Yes. This is over. I was sick of talking about them not having a coach. They were the last team at the table without one because the Penguins hired one yesterday. Nobody took from any of your finalists, which is maybe more of an indictment on your finalists than anything else.
Okay.
He does have a good resume. He did a really nice job in the AHL with the Kings. He went through a very traditional path.
The Ontario Reign.
He worked at the national level with the German national team, then was an assistant coach with the Kings, then a head coach in the AHL, and now he's a head coach in the NHL. So a very traditional path. He was not just given this job because he's a former Bruin. But I can't look at this hire and say, this is the guy that's going to be the architect of the next great era of Bruins hockey. And I feel bad for him because a lot of that isn't his fault. It's a roster thing, which is a Sweeney and Neely issue. But for me, I see a three-year path here. I don't know if this is the long-term solution, and I'm sick of short-term solutions with this group.
And my first question is, so reading some of the stories, the reactions, everybody, you know, Fluto's posting one, Scott McLaughlin's posting one, reading some of the stories, he is a good communicator with players, especially young players.
Right.
Is that what this team needs?
Yes, 1,000%
it
does.
You sure about that?
Yeah.
Because I'd actually like somebody who might get the most out of, I don't know, Zadorov, Lindholm, Swayman, those guys who are multi-year or more. Any McAvoy. I almost said McDavid. That'd be nice if we were looking for a coach to get the most out of him.
Did you watch the game last night? How good is he?
He's tremendous. I told you, it seems like cheating. He seems like he moves like the speed with a, you know, you do a podcast, I want to get through this quick, I do the 1.5.
Yeah.
He's at 1.5, everybody else on the ice.
Yep.
But then also skilled. You know, you have some players in all sports, they look like they're at 1.5, but then they kind of get ahead of themselves.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be able to be faster than everybody, but also smoother than everybody.
Right.
Or like as because you watch that, the way that game unfolded, that's as pretty as you can get. Whatever the Bruins were to start last season, remember when it seemed like they were always like a half step behind everything?
Playing in cement.
Yeah. Edmonton to close out that game, that was just like boom, 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 over. The Panthers were the team that was a little half step behind, getting
right.
overly aggressive.
Which is what that kind of speed can do. It was such a grim reminder that this Bruins group is
not
eons behind an actual Stanley Cup champion.
And so my question with Sturm is he going to work in or reconfigure or figure out or what? So Pasta's on his own island. Like Pasta's sort of the Devers, right? Like you keep doing what you do. We'll work everything around you. But everybody else, McAvoy needs to be better, in my opinion. Before he got hurt, he wasn't that good.
Right.
He wasn't living up to his salary. Certainly the goalie was not living up to his salary.
Certainly.
Lindholm, not living up to his salary.
Right.
Zadorov, not living up to his salary. So how is he going to manage those guys as a communicator? Because I think they are every bit as important or more important than dealing with young guys. Like, sure, maybe he'll deal with the number 7 overall pick in 2 years. I don't know. But he's also going to deal with those guys, and that's a more pressing issue.
Which leads me to the conclusion that I think it's unfair to grade this hire until we know who else he's surrounding himself with.
Okay.
There are a number of former head coaches and experienced coaches that are still on the market that you could theoretically bring in as an assistant coach on either side of the puck, which is not an uncommon thing to do. It's something the Patriots should have done last year. They surrounded a rookie head coach with rookies on both sides of the football, and it failed. So if you surround your rookie head coach with experience on both sides of the puck, that gives you a better chance to work with your veterans. But the reason why I like to hear that Sturm is a good communicator with younger players and has a background in the AHL the last couple of years, so he's been working with modern era young players, you're going through a retool that could very quickly become a full-on rebuild. So you have to try to maximize Fraser Minton and Matt Patra and Fabian Lysell and Mason Lauri, and even to an extent, a guy like Swayman, who is a quote-unquote veteran, comparatively speaking, but still relatively young just in age.
Yeah, screw that. He's not young.
No, but I mean,
he's a veteran.
But you still
he makes $8 million a year.
But
get your
you still
ass out
work
there
with
and be
guys
good.
That have you've worked with guys that are in that age range. I know that's a stretch of a point, but you have to try to maximize.
Appreciate
some
you
of,
admitting it.
Yeah, it is. It is. I'm trying to make chicken salad out of chicken. You know what? Because this is because at its core for me, it's uninspired. It's another former Bruin, and it tells me that Neely and Sweeney aren't being pressed to change the way that they go about building a roster and doing anything else in terms of development.
So my whole theory when I was being optimistic, Andy, I'm not today because I don't. This is uninspiring is a great way to describe this hire. My whole optimistic Andy theory on the Boston Bruins was you have the 7th pick in the draft to which you could pick or you could make a trade, use that as an asset. You have $29 million, I believe it is, in cap space to spend. You acquired some guys that I think in those deals when you kind of tore it down could help you. You have a star goalie, a star scorer, a star defenseman. Like, you could turn it around quickly. Like, we may get to later. ESPN is ranking the teams that could go worst to first. Like, if I had the Bruins in some sort of, like, miss the playoff, make the playoff ranking, I think you can convince yourself they should be higher on that list.
Yeah.
But is this the coach to do that? A first-time head coach in the National Hockey League? Is that the guy you want to do that? Does he marry up with that roster vision that I had at one point that maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it is going to be more young guys. Maybe it is going to be draft and develop with these picks they've gotten, which to me is weird because balancing that out with McAvoy and Swayman and the pasta, I don't know. That doesn't really jive together. And then I throw him in that mix and I'm like, yeah, he's never coached in the NHL before. It'll be fine.
I don't think he gives you the best chance to do what you're saying, to because there's really no excuse you shouldn't be at least a wild card contender next year. The East isn't very good. The West is loaded right now.
Plus, Swayman found a new human being at the world whatever
thing. He's a new guy. He's a new man.
New guy.
New lease on life.
New AI. Reprogrammed himself.
I don't think of the finalists that we talked about a couple days ago that he gives you the best chance to do that. I would also say that this year's free agent class is pretty poor, especially compared to next year. So I think there is actually a lot of value in let's take our lumps, let's save our assets this year, and let's go back in because a guy like, I'm pretty sure McDavid is needs a new contract, and Cale Makar needs a new contract out in Colorado. Like there are some big names in a year's time that maybe you could actually load up for to where there might be a little bit of value playing these young guys. It's not an A, it's not an F. It's somewhere in the C range, and it doesn't give me any more hope than I had yesterday for this team being a playoff team.
And it falls in line with those who have a negative view of Neely's a player and he's a made man. Sweeney is Neely's guy, and we just bring in ex-Bruins, and that's what. And it's not even a sexy ex-Bruin, right? Like if Zdeno Chara, and I don't mean sexy in the form of how attractive he is.
Hey, he
seems like a very nice man. Yeah. I'm saying the hire. If you just said Zdeno Chara is the new head coach of the Boston Bruins, that's a sexy hire.
Yeah.
I don't know if it works. I don't know if it works at all, but that's a sexy hire.
Yeah, but can you imagine being on the bench and turning around and seeing all 6'9" of Chara behind you?
Well, they usually stand, right? But he could just stand on the flat surface. He wouldn't even stand above all
even
the players.
Even still, I'd turn around and go, oh, God, okay, I got to work harder this shift.
I certainly would.
Yeah.
That man, when I saw him on skates, like tallest human being I've ever seen.
And now he's a marathon runner.
Yeah.
Some people are just unfair.
Oh, I've always put him. Tom Brady got way more credit than he should for being great into his 40s.
Yeah.
And Zdeno Chara didn't get enough.
Nope.
The guy runs the marathons. He rides the Tour de France. He's a Hall of Fame defenseman in the NHL playing into his 40s. He has all. And Tom Brady just stands in the pocket where no one can touch me. Goes like this and throws the ball every once in a while. Like Zdeno Chara was the great 40-something athlete of this generation.
Yes.
I don't know how we got there. But up next, our poll of the day. So you don't really like the hire. You don't dislike it. You don't like it. Great radio take. Great way to step up here. No, you don't like it. You don't dislike it.
Do you want
me
to pick a side?
Yes.
Dislike.
Okay. Hate it.
Hate it. It's going to keep me up at night.
Okay. This is the poll I placed on at Jumbo Heart, at WEEI Afternoons. Bruins fans, what do you think of the Marco Sturm hire? I'll tell you how you voted next. And let's be honest, it's not very scintillating, the vote. So that's up next here on WEEI.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Afternoons.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Yeah, I've been waiting for the official announcement for the last several days. I know a number of outlets were reporting that this was a done deal. So, you know, I like the progression that he has gone through to be where he is today, meaning I think to be an assistant coach at the National Hockey League level for several years and then that progression to be a head coach in the American Hockey League for three or four more years. We all remember Marco when he played for the Bruins, quality guy, stand-up guy, played the game the right way, was a student of the game. So I think he checks a lot of boxes when you're talking about hiring the next Bruins head coach.
In case you haven't heard, Marco Sturm, the new Bruins head coach. Sturm is a real trooper. See what I did there? Sturm trooper. Of course, they're projecting a active hurricane season. You know what that'll deal with?
No.
Sturm surge. These are good. These
are
really good.
It's gonna be a long day.
Mike Giardi is loving this somewhere in his car listening to WEEI Afternoons. And I know he's listening because he commented on Twitter.
Yeah, unprompted. Wasn't a response. Nope. Wasn't a response to one of your quote tweets. Doesn't deserve a panda emoji. Nope. Just straight up at Andy Hart. Wow.
He got the other Andy Hart response. Thanks for listening. That I give to fans and haters alike.
You are consistent.
So I teased it before the break on at Jumbo Hart and at WEEI Afternoons. I posted the usual poll. Bruins fans, how do you feel about Boston hiring Marco Sturm as its head coach? The options, and you get to play the role of Fitzy, not just in, you know, filling in for Fitzy, but here in the poll.
My favorite.
Love it, hate it, meh.
I would go with meh at 58%.
You undersold your meh.
Really?
77% meh. 17% love it. Good news, Charlie Jacobs. Only 6% of Bruins fans hate the hire of Marco Sturm.
Well, you can't hate the former player.
So 94% don't hate the hire. So that's good. Now, most of them are meh. They don't really care about the hire. I don't know if that's great for Charlie Jacobs and the Bruins as they're raising ticket prices to keep up with the electricity bills at TD Garden, but that's a different topic for a different day.
So let's debate the meh. Is it a meh just because of the coach, just because of Marco Sturm, or is it a lukewarm response because fans believe, well, with this roster, you could have hired Scotty Bowman in his prime and it wouldn't matter?
Can I add another option?
Always.
Anytime people think you just kind of took what was left, it gets meh.
Yeah.
Like Mac Jones was a meh quarterback in the first round. Why? Because people believed they took the fifth quarterback. Had they traded up to get him, they would have looked at Mac Jones differently. But when a guy just kind of, I'm going to go to the store now and whatever's left in the bakery, whatever's left, day old baked goods, meh, it's fine. It's a decent donut. But right. If I had picked from everything and picked the best thing, I'd be more excited about it. So I think there's this perception, actually reality, not a perception, that it took forever and they went through a lot of interviews and ended up with meh. And I think that so you could like Marco Sturm, like you said, nice traditional sort of career resume building path to this job. Yeah, how come you just didn't hire him then 7 weeks ago?
Right. Why wasn't he your top candidate?
Right. Right. He's got a nice resume. He's done these things with Team Germany. He's done these things with the Kings, majors, minor league, you know, NHL, minor league, the whole thing. So why'd you interview everybody else and wait for everybody else who were also in the mix to get other jobs? It feels like you, for lack of a better phrase, Alex Van Pelted this. And that's not great for the Bruins.
I know Brick implied that this has been done for a couple days, and we have been getting expect Marco Sturm to be hired reports for the last couple of days.
Yeah, a couple days? Has it been done for a couple months? Because we've been waiting that long. We've been waiting almost 2 months, so I don't care if it's been done a couple days.
It feels like this was more or less agreed to for a while. I would take it even back, to your point, even back maybe a couple weeks. Like,
okay.
We've been hearing Marco Sturm's name for a while.
Yes.
And then there were some rumblings that came out of the Bruins camp that, oh, well, they're waiting for certain teams to be eliminated from the playoffs. They're waiting for the Dallas Stars, for Misha Donskov, their assistant coach who helped build the Vegas Golden Knights. And then all of a sudden, right when you're about to hire Sturm, oh, well, now Pete DeBoer in Dallas, their head coach, he seems to be kind of on, pun intended, thin ice. So are they waiting for Pete DeBoer? Are they waiting for literally anything else other than just give it to the former player and install him? That's what it felt like. That it felt like they were waiting for, please God, give me an option that has more credibility and a better resume and something that we can market to our fans and go, this is our guy. This is the guy we're building behind.
Yeah.
Instead, I get another coach that I feel like is going to be gone in 2-3 years, and that's not good enough.
Yeah, and for a team that does have to worry, apparently, about its light bills and turning on the lights at the Garden and paying people and all that.
Poor Jacob's family, man.
Poor Jacob's family. They do need to market their team. They need to market where they're going. I'm sure on Nesson there'll be some flashy slogan, tagline, videos coming into the new season about what they're a brand new era of Bruins hockey, Marco Sturm, Sturm Surge, whatever they want to go with. They do need to worry about that, and they're getting nothing. They're getting no bang for their buck out of this hire. Maybe that'll come in the draft. Maybe that'll come in free agency and offseason moves. I don't know. 617-779-7937. Let's go to the phone lines, get some thoughts from Bruins fans. Mike in the car, what are your thoughts on this Marco Sturm hire?
Hey, I actually had called about the Red Sox, but I will say this. Dan, if you think this is a short-term solution, does that mean that we have to weather the storm until...
Love it! Let's go, Mike. Well done.
Well done, Mike.
But on the Red Sox, I will just say real quickly, you know, there's been a lot of theories about, oh, fire Cora, it's his fault. Fire Breslow, it's his fault. Trade this player, trade that player. The one consistent thread through all these struggles the last few seasons, no matter the coach, no matter the manager, no matter the GM, has been ownership. They do just enough to stay artificially competitive with this ridiculous third wild card. You know, they were officially eliminated last year September 25th because they still had a chance at the very last wild card. If that wild card didn't exist, the entire month of September wouldn't have mattered. So they're going to do just enough to create an illusion of competition. And as long as there's idiots in the stands who are willing to sing Sweet Caroline in the middle of the eighth inning, even though the team's down by 11 runs, or buy whatever City Connect jersey they come up with next, they have no reason to change.
Thanks for the call, Mike.
Let's go, Mike.
That actually excites me.
Been saying that for weeks.
You know why that excites me?
Why?
Because right now, they're not artificially competitive or whatever the phrase he used. Right now, they're kind of out of it. Right now, they're talking about Wiggy's asking questions on the morning show saying, you could be out of everything by July. So if John Henry is intent on keeping them competitive, keeping them in the mix, doesn't that mean they have to do something? Doesn't that mean they have to be aggressive, change the roster, bring in a first baseman, whatever you think they could do to inject some life here? I actually like that mentality. That makes me feel better about the Red Sox moving forward, because if that's true, John Henry, the cigar smoker, will be doing something.
We did just talk about, in the first segment, how last year they had a turnaround around this same time, just organically.
Yeah.
They beat the Phillies, beat the Yankees, ended up 5 or 10 games over 500 before the All-Star break.
So maybe they do it again. Maybe they do it organizationally.
Yeah.
By bringing up
Roman Anthony.
And go young, baby. I know all these veteran athletes tell me young guys can't win, young players can't lead, young can't inject life in a team. I looked yesterday, and what did I see? Seydan Rafaela, home run in 3 straight games, game-winning home run. He's running around the bases. He's doing post-game interviews. Felt like a young guy was the reason they won yesterday, didn't it, Dan Ball?
Yeah, it's been a hot week after 3 weeks where everybody wanted him shipped to Siberia. Good for Seydan.
Got to take my Red Sox victory laps while I can, because they don't have a lot of victories for me to take laps about. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, the big man's in the house. Ted Johnson's here, and that means it's time for the 3-point stance.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.